Welcome to Momstown 365, episode 74. Okay, we're going to learn about Mediavine. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And joining us on the show on this episode is Amber Bracegirdle. She's the co-founder and chief brand officer of Mediavine. Amber, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you here. So real quick, can you give our listeners a little bit about who you are and what is Mediavine?
Sure. So I am first and foremost probably a food blogger. That's sort of the foundation of our story. I've been a food blogger since 2008. My website is bluebonnetbaker.com. And back in 2012, I met this guy named Eric Hochberger, who asked me to come and help him start a food site with his other two partners, Steve Marzi and Matt Richenthal. And so we started a site together called Food Fanatic. It was unique in that it was the first time the guys had ever worked with content creators that had their own web presence. Everyone that worked on the other sites they owned were just simply writers that only wrote for other websites and didn't have their own stuff. And it really opened them up to the fact that all of these content creators, themselves included, were having the same pain points with a bunch of different things, but specifically ad technology. And so originally, Eric had built our ad tech for us. We had had some problems with our ad companies, and so he decided he could build some things that would make it better. And so he did so. And then I was famously talking to my best friend, who also happened to be one of our writers for Food Fanatic, and told her what he was doing. And she said, well, you know, my ad company really is not great either. Can you help me? And that kind of opened the floodgates to where once we had sort of gained approval on the ad industry side to be able to represent her site, we could represent any site. And so that's what we do. We actually help content creators across the lifestyle space put ads on their blogs. But we come at it from a really different place than most ad companies in that we are content creators too. And we don't want to have slow sites. We don't want to alienate readers. We don't want to have them have a bad experience when they visit your website. We want them to come back. We want them to subscribe to your newsletter, all those things. And so when we make decisions about our ad tech, we actually do it from a reader perspective first. And what's really funny is that by making decisions based on the user experience that keeps users on the page, we're actually also giving advertisers what they want, because they want engaged audiences looking at their ads. And so it sort of solves two problems at once. And so that's what we do.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I think it's a great story as starting out with as a food blogger, because I think there's a lot of moms who look to blogging and mm-hmm. look to content creation as a way to, and I know that we're going to, in the next segment also, we're going to be talking about developing sustainable online businesses for moms. But sure. How have you seen the blogging industry evolve over the years, and where would you say it's at now, and what do you see happening in the future?
Oh my goodness. So when I started in 2008, Bluebonnet Baker was a hobby, and it remained a hobby. It was never my full-time job. I was always working a full-time job, but it was my way to have a voice, especially after I had my first child. I just needed an outlet to be creative. And it was also connecting me back to my family that was living far away. And I think that a lot of bloggers that started back then, that's where they started. They started mm-hmm. it as a passion project that then evolved into a business. And many of those women that I've known, you know, for more than 12 years now, are now the breadwinners in their family. Huh. And they, or their husbands actually quit their full-time jobs to come and work on the website.
Incredible.
Which is amazing, right? It's amazing for a multitude of reasons. But where I see this going is that, you know, we see a lot of people that doom predict that blogging is dead. They've been doing that since about 2006. And the thing is, blogging has only gotten bigger and better. And what I see now is a lot of people starting blogs from a place of wanting to own a business, mm-hmm. which is good and bad. Right. Mm-hmm. Because yes. I see people starting blogs in content that they think will do well in search results and things like that, but they have no passion for the content. Mm,
yeah.
And that's kind of short-term thinking, in my personal view. It, you know, you need to, if you want blogging to be a career, one of the things that's really wonderful about it is, you know, that old adage of, if you find something that you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
Which is so true.
It is. And I think if you start a website based in something that you have passion for, that comes through to your audience. And it may be a slower burn. It may be a slower growth process, but you'll have a lot more fun doing it. And it will feel like something that you wake up every morning and are excited to do.
So how do women get involved with Mediavine? Because I'm wondering, is this something for new bloggers, or is it for more experienced bloggers with a larger audience? What would you suggest for people who are interested in, you know, tapping into Mediavine and connecting with you?
Sure. So right now, our joining threshold is 50,000 sessions a month, which is roughly around 65,000 page views a month, which sounds difficult, but I promise you it's not. You can find your audience and grow quickly. There are lots of ways to do it, and we have lots of resources on how to do it on our website, on our blog. But we are also working on a joining program for bloggers that are at a lower threshold. So that's hopefully coming this year, sometime soon. But 50,000 page views a month is actually not that big in the realm of internet websites, right? So part of the reason that Mediavine was successful from the start is we sort of had this foundation of one of the sites that we own, The Hollywood Gossip. It gets, you know, roughly 15 million page views a month. And so was one of those things where we were able to get into the door of ad partners that we might not have been able to otherwise, because we could say, well, listen, we have this site with 15 million page views. And I think that is something to keep in mind, right? Is the growth of your website, you want it to be sustainable. So don't be looking for things like, if someone tells you they can, you know, double or triple your traffic overnight, typically it's bot traffic that advertisers don't want, and it will get you banned from ad exchanges. So you really have to focus on sustained growth through means like Google search, SEO, right? Pinterest. Then the hot new thing right now is Google Web Stories. And then other social media platforms. So the way that they can hook up with us is simply by going to our website and hitting apply. We have a very strict application process that we've actually even spoken at Google about our application process, because we reject 78% of the people that apply. And we do that because we're trying to maintain a level of quality across all Mediavine sites, to the point of, you know, that the other people you're working with in Mediavine are at their audience is at the caliber that your audience is at.
So what advice do you have for a mom who says, okay, I want to start a blog on this subject that I'm super passionate about?
Sure.
What is the realistic timeline for her if she's starting out at zero to grow?
Right. So it's difficult to predict a timeline, because you never know how the subject matter that you are passionate about is going to resonate with other people. You know, we have had blogs that started and 6 months later they were at millions of page views. And then we have other blogs that started 5 years ago and they're still at around that 50,000 threshold. It really sort of depends on how you tackle it. So the first thing I would say is, if you want to start a blog, think of it as a business, but choose a topic that you're passionate about, because it will come across.
And I think that is such a great topic to continue into the next segment. Amber, I hope you can have the time to stay with us, because I think talking about moms and their passions and starting blogs and sustainable online businesses is a great way to continue this conversation. Do you have a few minutes to stay with us?
I absolutely do. I'm happy to do so.
All right. So, you are listening to Momstown 365. Be bold, be creative. We are here for you every day.